The first law of commercial viability is to recognize a need and meet it.
The first screenplay was more extreme than what we're shooting now.
KIC 8462852 faded throughout the Kepler mission.
When acceptable needs do not present themselves,
we decided long ago,
a good businessman creates them in any way possible.
KIC 8462852 is a superficially ordinary main sequence F star for which Kepler detected an unusual series of brief dimming events.
Although it doesn't really have that much sex in it, he did see considerable problems in trying to sell this to an American or British publisher.
While it's tempting to launch straight into the First Crusade, I think that'd be a mistake.
We obtain accurate relative photometry of KIC 8462852 from the Kepler full image frames, finding that the brightness of KIC 8462852 monotonically decreased over the 4 years it was observed by Kepler.
But he himself was not agitated in the same manner that I was.
It was considered progress.
I hastened hither, therefore, in order that as those who were present had not seconded him, I might do so.
So far, every aspect of the wide-reaching plan had proceeded as expected.
Multiple analyses of DASCH photometry have produced conflicting results about the possible detection of a long-term dimming of KIC 8462852 by 0.165 plus or minus 0.013 magnitudes over the 20th century, or 0.152 plus or minus 0.012% per year.
Much like today, it comprised people from different territories with their own culture and customs.
While warm breezes and industrial fumes drifted around him.
And that's not really surprising, considering the high infant mortality rate.
Now that these drains on our resources are disappearing one by one...
These days, we take virtually instant communication and easy access to a massive amount of information for granted.
Guild profits should increase significantly.
To the power of minus one. The dimming of a star at that rate should be detectable in Kepler data. We perform aperture photometry on KIC 8462852.
To the very limits of official censorship...
and seven nearby comparison stars.
I don't want to be an emperor.
We observe that during the first 3 years of the Kepler mission,
that I do not intend to permit,
the star dimmed at a rate of 0.341 plus or minus 0.041% per year to the power of minus one.
And concealment.
I'm sorry.
To the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military,
then remained at that level for the duration of the primary Kepler mission. This result is not sensitive to the size of the chosen aperture or the particular choice of reference stars. We then compare this result.
Should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news.
I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white.
Analysis of other stars of similar brightness on the same detector, as well as stars with similar stellar properties, as listed in the KIC in the Kepler field, we find that 0.5%...
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery.
To stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know.
We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way.
Of stars on the same detector and 0.7% of stars with similar stellar properties exhibit a long-term trend consistent with that observed.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covet means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in.
Not that I thought that I should not arrive in time.
Over the following 6 months, the star decreased in brightness by 2.5% to similar analysis for KIC 8462852. Do we observe a full...
How grieved I was, I cannot express.
Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want.
We are fragile today, aren't we?
Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little.
He has to get to know you first.
Oh, does he? Well, let's see what we can do then.
More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness.
But he himself was not agitated in the same manner that I was. Still, according to the testimony of Brutus, and what evidence could be more trustworthy?
The total brightness change of KIC 8462852 is also larger than that of any other star we have identified in the Kepler images. Broadly speaking, the morphology of the light curve,
and to the avowal of everyone who I saw afterwards, appeared to me to have gained great credit. I hastened hither, therefore, in order that as those who were present had not seconded him, I might do so. Not with the hope of doing any good, for I neither hoped for that, nor did I well see how it was possible,
is generally consistent with the transit of a cloud of optically thick material orbiting the star. Such a dust cloud could be small enough to evade sub-millimeter detection in the analysis of Thompson et al., who place a limit of 7.7 m on material orbiting KIC 8462852, the breakup of a small body or a recent collision that could produce a cloud of material could also plausibly produce a family of comets that transit the host star together as one group, explaining the light curve observed by Boyajian et al. However, in order to match the observed time of ingress and transit duration, some fine-tuning is required. To explain the transit ingress timescale, the cloud would need to be at impossibly large distances from the star or be slowly increasing in surface density. The flat bottom of the transit would then suggest a rapid transition of a region of uniform density in the cloud, which then continues to transit the star for at least the next year of the Kepler mission. Moreover, such a model does not naturally account for the long-term dimming in the light curve observed in both DASCH and the Kepler FFI data, suggesting that this idea is at least incomplete. We strongly encourage further refinements, alternative hypotheses, and new data in order to explain the full suite of observations of this very mysterious object. Draft version, August 5th, 2016. Benjamin T. Montet and Joshua D. Simon.